Let's talk about disclosure. Of course, that has been the topic in the UFO field for the last couple of years, people demanding that the government open its files and show us the secret energy technology and all this kind of stuff. We had Colonel Alexander on the program, and then he spoke at your UFO Congress. The theory espoused in his new book, basically that disclosures happen, that when the U.S. government dumped its documents after Blue Book, that was pretty much it, that there is no central organization that collects the information, that there is no central organization in charge of a cover-up. Let's start with you, Alejandro, your reaction to that general theme.
Yeah, I think that it's funny how heated that debate gets to. Alexander was not a popular person at our conference.
I'll bet.
People get so upset with that message. But I really think he has something. Maybe they don't have all the answers that we think they have. A lot of people think that they're so far beyond, they have it all figured out. You know, it's like the Stargate TV show, and they're communicating with aliens and all over the universe and everything. That might not be the case, but I do think there's more to it than he believes. For instance, when we talk about Bentwaters and Rendlesham, there's a clear case of OSI agents coming in and talking to debriefing these guys. What information do they have? Where did that go? That went to somebody and some organization. Or when you talk to Gordon Cooper, and the UFO sighting that he had where his guys were able to film a UFO come and land, what, Nellis Air Force, or was it?
Edwards
Air Force Base. It landed on the dry lake bed. They were able to film this thing. He was told to hold on to the film. It was couriered off. We have multiple stories, regular stories like this coming where these unknown people come and collect that information and take it, and nobody hears from it again. There's a lot of information out there. Our next issue for the June-July is focused on Roswell, so we've been really focused on writing stories. I just interviewed Don Schmidt yet again the other day, and the abundance of witnesses and deathbed confessions are extraordinary, even to the evidence that there was an alien body. I mean, there are so many confessions and deathbed confessions, it's hard to disregard that. So who has that information? Somebody's got that information, and I doubt it's just kind of just willy-nilly out there. I think there's more to it than Alexander says, although maybe they don't have all the answers. On the other hand, though, I do kind of agree that a disclosure has happened, in that with the Disclosure Project, they went out to the press. I think it's out there to the public that there is a reality to this phenomena. And anybody that takes a serious look at it can see that. And I think now, you know, if conventional media isn't going to get that information to the public, that's what I feel great doing. That's something that you all at Coast to Coast have been doing for so long. And you in particular have, you know, you broke the Area 51 story. So I think it's then amongst us people who call ourselves journalists who, or the public to then get this information out to the people.